First thing, as far as next steps, we've done this fairly frequently as the board. We've got 11 campuses, 11 executives, and averaging a little more than one a year. So the sequence will be to select an interim, who then gets in position by 15 June when Kennedy has the last day, and then move on to establish the search committee that will pick the permanent. So sequentially, I just was on the phone today with Chair Morton and Vice Chair Hacker going over the rough timeline, and I'll meet with the UNB executive staff next week. I'll go up there in person. But tentatively, it's looking at by the May board meeting, getting the board to approve an interim. And then by the June board meeting, have the board select a co-chair for the search process. Typically, the campus has a chair of the search process, and the board has a co-chair and maybe one other board member. And then start the process of soliciting nominations for the search committee, and then listening sessions, beginning in the fall when people come back. And would hope to have, a new president selected, hopefully, late in the year, early in the new year. And again, we need to take our time because, many sitting presidents, they have to wrap things up. They want to say goodbye to their community, and we just don't want, people who are ready to hop or sitting in a pool. We want people who are, very committed to where they are and need time to finish out there. So that's roughly the timeline we're looking at. But again, Don Morton has, the ultimate control of the timeline. And then Nick Hacker, as of July 1, when he takes over, I anticipate the board.
All right, but the wheels are going to be set in motion very soon.
Yeah, I had the meeting already this morning with Don Morton and Vice Chair Hacker on the rough timeline. And so I'd say the wheels are already beginning to turn.
What is the terms of Dr. Kennedy's contract?
You mean down in Colorado?
No, for the university system.
His contract, he's taking a new job. So, his last day will be the last day, we pay him, and he rolls onto their contract. So we're looking at 15 June is when he, heads out, packs up the U-Haul and hits the road.
Does he, when was his contract up? I was just kind of curious.
Oh, if he hadn't taken the job? Oh, yeah. His contract, we have in North Dakota initial 3-year contract and then a rolling 2-year contract after that. So he had 1 year remaining on his contract as of June 30th.
Is there any financial penalty if he leaves the contract?
We don't have that, but I can just say without speaking for the board, but as a chancellor, it is something that, we've talked about before, and I see that, Colorado has quite a severe penalty for job hopping. So some states do, but we do not have one.
All right. Is there any particular type of person you might be looking for in terms of Kennedy's replacement at UND?
Well, that'll be up to the search committee, but the thing that I would say for the voters, the listeners, but the voters too, that the legislature very thoughtfully back in 2017 adjusted the state laws to allow us to keep candidates private till the final three, and that has had an incredibly positive effect on getting more applicants. The old law worked great pre-internet age. Unless someone had a copy of the Minot paper, they weren't reading about who a candidate was for Williston or Minot. But with the internet, within seconds, this populates around the globe. People in Chinese newspapers can be reading who applied, for Dickinson and UND. And so we've adjusted, the legislature adjusted the laws such that there'll be more privacy. And I think we'll have a really good pool of people nationwide because, UND is nationally ranked university, one of the top 20 most innovative in the nation. People knew that. in the top 25 online universities in the nation. So they have things that there are people out there who know about that school, and we want to be sure that there's time for them to know about the search, apply, and see if they can make themselves, competitive to our search committee.